Om Shanti. So, a very warm welcome to Asha Didi. We have the great fortune of having her with us this afternoon. For those of you who don't know, Asha Didi is based in Delhi and she's the director of Om Shanti Retreat Center. If you've traveled via Delhi, you probably would have visited the center there. I was thinking that besides being involved in the running of the center, the retreat center, Asha Didi is also involved with service nationally and also been involved in international service. And I think with her speciality of maintaining lightness and her humility, she's able to do what she needs to do in a very powerful way. And so, Didi, from this morning we've been exploring the idea of introversion, and there's been some lovely insights that we've gained, but there's a few things we'd like to explore a little bit more, and if possible you could include it in your sharing with us today. And some of the questions that came up was, is it possible to be in introversion and still be listening and engaging? And then the other aspect that came out was the other thing was, sometimes we talk about soul consciousness and introversion. Is there a difference between the two, or is there some connection? So maybe just understanding and unpacking soul consciousness and introversion as well. So thank you.
Om Shanti. When this topic was given to me, reflective stillness. So I asked the sister, what does it mean? Reflective stillness. It is under that you are discussing introversion. It is very essential, and I would say to the demand of the time, that we keep ourselves very, very stable, unshakable, and still. Because so many upheavals are there, so many changes are there, so many new things happening. Everything around us is changing. Everything. And unless we are very strongly seated inside, stable, we will easily get influenced by what is happening around us. And Baba has said about this in his Muralis long back. And from time to time he has been speaking about it. Children, you must always be achal, unshakable, stable. What is the means, the methodology, the education that Baba has given us? I would say, to be always under the canopy of Baba, to remain deeply connected with Baba, it keeps us stable. faith in Baba, when I have deep faith in Baba, my mind will not wander. An introvert person remains very well concentrated. Introversion reflects inner fulfillment. Completeness. What is said in Hindi, Ichha Matram Avidya, where you have no knowledge of desires. So what desire is? This is the stage of the deities, praise, one of the praises of the deities. But deities don't have to make any efforts. It is now we have to experience and to be in that stage. Naturally, if I have desires, too many desires, expectations, or what Baba says in the Muralis, I want this, I want that. I will always remain an extrovert. Because I'm looking outside. Extroversion means looking outside. Introversion means looking inside. When I am an extrovert, then there is no end to my desires and expectations. And to achieve those, the efforts that I make are also outwardly, exterior. External. If you ask me, I would say it reflects our deep faith in the methodology. When I am totally convinced that there is treasure trove inside, then mind does not become extrovert. It enjoys all those treasures that are there inside, and through those means, automatically other things will be achieved. One of the examples, beautiful examples, that Baba gave us, those children who are yogis, those children who have deep connection with Baba, those children who with deep relationship with Baba develop a magnetic personality, spiritual magnetic personality, those children will not have to run about. Naturally and automatically, they will become the center of attraction. People will be drawn towards them. Just as if there is lighthouse or light is there, the moth is attracted. Similarly, when one is spiritually attractive, then you will not have to run about, but the souls will be drawn towards you. The best example of what sister asked me, can we be involved and engaged while still being introvert? If you ask me, this is a style that Baba has taught. The way we Brahmins need to lead our life is exactly this. And you can just observe Dadi Gulzar. She does everything. Best example. She talks to us, she remains with us, eats with us, plays with us. She also does some activity when we were in Pandabhavan, Delhi, then she used to sit down sometimes with us to chop vegetables. So many things. But always an introvert. Best example. Totally introvert. I have not seen Dadi Gulzar laughing. Just as we say for Mama, similarly for Dadi Gulzar. This is one of the reasons that she is very stable inside. Very concentrated. Does not miss her target. Even now when she comes to ORC, we play with her. She is very well concentrated. Others are talking, laughing, making fun, but she is very stable and very well concentrated. Introversion does not mean that we become recluses, sit aside without doing anything. No. When I was studying psychology in the university, we were taught these were the two kinds of personalities. For half the kalpa, since we have been in a body conscious stage, it becomes easy for us to become an extrovert. Same thing has been with Dadis also. But the difference is they practiced. If Baba said to them, child, you have to be in silence, they did it religiously. And because they were able to do it religiously, the sanskar of introversion became very pakka with them. And they remain uninfluenced by anything that goes around. Introversion does not simply mean silence. It means to be the embodiment of all those beautiful qualities that the soul possesses. Those beautiful abilities, capacities that the soul possesses. The person with introvert personality is appreciated because still inside, and because they're still inside, it means they're in totally touch with their original self. In introversion, we are likely to commit no mistakes. No mistakes. It is a divine experience. Divinity prevails. To take one example, talking, speaking. An extrovert can do some loose talk or make use of some inappropriate words. But an introvert has full command over it. And again I will cite the example of Dadi Gulzar. If you listen to her classes, if you listen to her conversations, if you are speaking with her, she makes use of the best words, best appropriate words. After Baba, if there is some soul who is making use of the most appropriate words in conversation in study. Why? Introvert. And is having full control over what she says. It gives us full control over ourselves, over our thinking, over our speaking, over our actions. So we can be fully engaged, and we have to be. If I need to be powerful, I need to be extrovert. Introvert, sorry. If I need to be powerful, I need to be fully introverted. Extrovert person, an extroversion, mistakes can be there. We can hurt others. Our behavior at times can be unacceptable. Well, it is not so in the case of introverts. Introverts are in full command. And Baba does not say that you must not speak. Introversion does not mean silence. Introversion simply means being in totally touch with your core self and then coming into the external world, in the karmic ground. To be in full control over the self, over the circumstances, and then an act. So, practice of soul consciousness enables us to become introvert. Once, it was the year 1969, when we were doing our teacher's training, the first group. The whole day, Kumaris, we were in tapasya, doing bhakti. But I was in the history hall with Daddy in the class to narrate some experience or something. The others were there up. And as soon as the bhakti ended, there was so much noise, which was audible in the history hall. Daddy said, "Who is it?" Then someone said, "Daddy, Kumaris have finished their bhakti." And you know what Daddy said? Daddy said, "They did bhakti the whole day and they become so talkative." You know pretty well, when we sit in deep silence, Dadis are conducting meditation. Those days Baba used to conduct meditation, we used to sit in silence, deep silence. No one is saying anything. Baba gets up from the gaddi and goes. And still, we used to sit in that deep silence. No one wanted to get up. That pull used to be there. Deep experience, that pull. Nowadays we do sit in meditation, we do sit in silence, we do remain in silence. But then as soon as the white light is on, we find movements. Meditation is finished. It means we were not totally engrossed in the taste of that silence. This practice of soul consciousness that Baba made the foundation for our new divine life . It has to be practiced rigorously, which does not mean that we sit down in silence. It only means to be in the driver's seat, the master's seat, and then taking charge of everything. Which gives me full control over everything that is happening. So soul consciousness encourages us to be introverts. The more you look inside, the more deeply you are in the practice of soul consciousness, automatically you become introvert. The two are different. Soul consciousness is the basis. Introversion is the fruit. Virtue. It is not merely introversion along with it. Many more things come out of soul consciousness. It is one of those. Mama used to tell, and Baba, no one would ever shout. Double foreigners don't do that, but in India people do. They're standing here and shouting. I found Dadi Gulsa, she would get up from her seat, go to the person, whatever she has to say, will tell the person and come back. She will never tell us, you call that person. So get up. Nowadays, Brahmins, they share jokes and they dance of the latest kind. But Baba's time, earlier times, it used to be ras, which used to be in divine form. It is not that you get up, you get up, you get up. No. It's to give drishti. Drishti in soul consciousness. And then through that drishti, exchange of those vibrations, you'll be intoxicated. And then slowly, slowly you get up in that divine experience. Different. Sharing of jokes we never used to do. Never. These are all extrovert things. This is what people do in the world. The two worlds are different. Brahmin's world, the world of others. What they are doing, we can't be doing. We are Brahmins, we are introverts. So silence enables us, helps us. Soul consciousness helps us to be in that, and it is a very powerful state. It allows you to be with your original self. Very serene, calm inside. Just as we talk about inside-out approach, it is from inside you have to face the outside world. And the outside world should not have the strength to disturb my inside world. Inside should remain always very powerful and positive. And for the purpose, we need to check antar mukta. In Hindi it is said. And what you have written in your reflective meditation book, which I was given in the retreat, what you have received, antar means keep a contrast of body consciousness and soul consciousness, contrast of the two worlds. And antar also means inside. Antar means difference, antar means inside. Know the difference between the two and turn inside. Look inside and talk to yourself. Mukta. Talk to yourself. It is said introversion is the seed of all virtues. It gives rise to all other divine qualities. It is like foundation. Okay? You remain unshakable. Nothing can shake you, nothing can influence you. It is just like when in the war front, when war is being fought, army makes bunkers and the soldiers get into those bunkers so that they do not get harmed by the weapons outside. Similarly, introversion is that kind of a bunker, is that kind of a cave where a yogi sits. In deep connection and relation with the Almighty, accumulating power which gives strength to his mind, speech and actions. Through introversion, there is no wastage. In extrovert stage, lot of wastage. Introvert person, no wastage at all. Because there is no wastage, automatically this adds to the list of the treasures. Makes a person more powerful. This is why Baba asks us to remain introvert. One practice that you can do when you listen to the Murli, check yourself. Where are you? Where is your mind? Is it wandering? Or is it deeply stabilized and listening to what Baba is saying? For anything, introvert will look inside, extrovert outside. It is yoga which helps us a lot. More and more and more of yoga creates such an atmosphere that nothing can influence us. Our centers, our homes, should be different from ordinary person's homes. Those vibrations should be felt. Now is the time when through vibrations we have to serve. Speech will not work. But it is our vibrations that will do service. So we have to prepare ourselves for it. Okay? Om Shanti. Have I answered your questions?
Thank you, Didi. Definitely answered the questions. We all would have appreciated just the clarity with which you brought and the depth that you went into in expressing this virtue of introversion and how it would look when a soul is coming from that space. So thank you for the richness that you've brought. And just one can feel the atmosphere in this space, that silence and the stillness that you've generated. So not just the sharing, but also the experience that comes with it. So thank you very much, Didi.
Okay. So we sit in silence for a minute. We sit in silence.